Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The tsunami warnings that were issued after a 7.5 magnitude earthquake shook Japan have been scaled back. Residents in west central Japan were seeking higher ground after that quake triggered tsunami warnings. There have been strong aftershocks, and rescue teams are trying to search for survivors in the rubble of homes and buildings. About 33,000 people right now are without power, and some areas have giant cracks in roadways and parts of the earth that makes it very difficult to get to hospitals. There's a much anticipated list of names set to be revealed in the new year.
The release, ordered by a federal judge in New York, could shed more light on who worked with or profited from prolific billionaire and alleged sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein was found dead of suspected suicide in a jail cell in 2019. Thus far, since details of Epstein's alleged crimes have come to light, the list of 180 names has remained mostly redacted and out of the public eye. U.S. District Judge Loretta Preska issued a 51-page order approving the release last month. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Ukrainians marking the new year with a day of mourning in Kyiv. The death toll has risen from Russia's latest and largest aerial barrage of the war. There are now at least 52 deaths confirmed since Russia sent 150 cruise missiles and attack drones at targets across Ukraine on Friday. Ukraine did respond on Saturday, hitting a Russian border town with an aerial bombardment and killing an estimated 20 Russian civilians. A much anticipated Ukrainian counteroffensive in late spring and summer 2023 has mostly stalled, and front lines appear as though they may remain static throughout the coming winter. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
. 2024 will be a leap year, giving people another day to add to the calendar. Leap day gets added to the end of February every 4 years, with some exceptions, mostly to keep our dates in sync with the natural seasons. Now, while we count 365 days in every year on Earth, it actually takes the planet roughly 365 and a quarter days to travel all the way around the sun. February 29th takes that extra time into account. If it didn't, day by day, over time, the seasons would no longer match the traditional calendar year. The truck driver involved in the head-on collision that killed Dixie Chicks founding member Laura Lynch could be facing criminal charges. A sergeant with the Texas Department of Public Safety telling TMZ they're awaiting results of drug and alcohol tests that were taken of the truck driver. Investigators say the truck collided head-on with Lynch's vehicle when the driver got into Lynch's lane while attempting to pass two other vehicles. That crash happened on December 22nd outside of El Paso, Texas. The Powerball jackpot growing to an estimated $810 million after no tickets matched all six winning numbers in the latest drawing Saturday. The next drawing tonight. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever.
You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and looking forward to our next conversation with Bob Whitson, the president and founder of the Whitson Center and 1776 Unite Scholar, an influential leader on issues of poverty alleviation, empowering the disadvantaged communities to become agents of their own uplift. Bob Whitson, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Well, I got to tell you, I've been eager to talk to you ever since you released your latest book, Red, White, and Black, Rescuing American History from Revisionists and Race Hustlers. You are setting the record straight with other 1776 Unite scholars to make sure that the proper narrative is out there. I mean, you know, the 1619 Project has been refuted. I think it's embarrassing. I think for, you know, the international award that they received, especially when you've got academics refuting and saying that it has no validity, or little validity anyway, and but yet it still stands out there. But, you know, to your credit and others, you've been consistent in refuting, you know, what the 1619 Project would want us to believe.
And you know, and others who follow in that path are also, their hypocrisy is being revealed. You know, a member at Boston University, Abraham Kendi, raised $48 million at the Boston University to do racism research, to find out there was no research done, and people are fired. It was just, it's been a hustle. $100 million
exactly.
In the Black Lives Matter. For what?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's
embarrassing.
Yeah, and as you write about it, and I'm reading, I'm going, why are we giving them place, Bob? I mean, what after all these years, you know, that they've been involved in the culture, and they've been a more of a destructive agent than a constructive one. I can't come out and say, in my perspective, I'm not black, I'm Hispanic, but nonetheless, I look and I observe and what I've have read about them, I can't have a takeaway that says, boy, I'm sure glad Black Lives Matter came into the scene here. They've really improved race relations. They've really lifted up Black America.
No, and they really haven't. But, you know, Delano Squires, the young conservative black scholar, I think he framed it beautifully. He says, this whole narrative is being driven by an elite group of guilty white people who are seeking absolution from crimes they never committed, and elite blacks who are seeking absolutions from injustice they never suffered. It's these
wow,
are the people
yeah.
who are driving this narrative, and so it's important, and there are many people, some of the people who are following them, I think we need to make a distinction between those who are misinformed, ill-informed, and ill-intended.
Right.
And the very fact that since we talked last, we've developed some curriculum out of our 1776 Unite. It's been downloaded 130,000 times in every state of the Union.
Wow. Wow.
That says that there's a thirst for facts and information. But 130,000 times it's been downloaded.
That's encouraging, Bob. That is encouraging because, you see, when you have people that are seeking knowledge and that are open to it, it gives you hope. Because for a while there, the mainstream media wanted us to believe that Black Lives Matter was driving the narrative totally, that all minorities believed in what they were saying. But, I think our country's wising up a bit here and can measure. Go ahead.
Yeah, but look at the numbers. 80% of blacks polled do not believe that racial, that first of all, in defunding the police, which Black Lives Matter is for. 60% of blacks do not feel that racial animus is the biggest barrier to their flourishing. So black people don't get up every day thinking about race, nor are low-income blacks confused about their pronouns. All of this stuff operates outside of the reality of most black folks, but you would never know it to listen to the media.
Exactly. Well, you see, I'm of the mindset, Bob, I think we just have to unite together, shoulder to shoulder and back to back against this idiocy and just turn our backs on it and just ignore it and let the media, if the media wants to waste ink on it, if they want to waste social media effort and whatever, let them do so. But, I think that, by God's grace and by the offset of intelligent people addressing this issue and debating it, I think it's been measured for what it is and that we should just turn our backs on it and ignore it.
I don't agree with that. I don't think you can ignore evil and expect that it'll go away. I think you've got to confront it with an alternative vision and with people who have moral authority. Mm-hmm. I really think that a lot of what the left does purports to be promoting the interest of so-called marginalized people, particularly low-income blacks. Well, we believe through our network of 3,000 grassroots leaders in 39 states that we've been meeting together in conferences where different racial groups. Racial animus never came up one time in any of our gatherings. That's because people who are confronting real-life problems, suicide, homicide, and young people dying of drug overdose, these are the real issues that are plaguing most families in this country, and by emphasizing race, it prevents us from addressing this moral and spiritual freefall. But
exactly.
You've got to give voice to the people in whose name the left say they are advocating anything, and that's what undermines their moral authority. So the center is pushing hard by actively engaging with these people by saying to the American public, they don't speak for us.
Exactly.
So this is combat that we're in.
No, you're exactly right. When I say ignore, I'm just saying, in a sense, we've given them too much place. And in some ways, you and I are saying the same thing. But you're exactly right. I agree that there has to be an offset. There has to be a message. And you've been messaging that, Bob. You've been consistent. 1776 Unite Scholars have been consistent with the vision. And we just need to continue to cast that out. And like you say, it's just, if your perception is one of victimhood, everything you see is going to be perceived through that worldview, is it not?
It really is. But I mean, there are hopeful signs, as I pointed out in 2018 when DeSantis ran against Gillum, the black mayor of Tampa.
Right.
And he only won by 32,000 votes. That's because 100,000 low-income blacks voted for DeSantis because of his position on choice and education.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Gillum brought in Obama and Oprah to campaign for them. So 100,000 low-income blacks voted against Oprah and Obama in that race.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's very significant. It means that when you really promote solutions to real problems confronting people, then they will support you.
Is there something that needs to be done, Bob, in protecting the black vote? Because the black vote in some areas has been hijacked, as you know.
Right. But it's softening right now. I mean, the very fact that they're breaking from Biden And, you know, I, so that's why it's important, I think, to keep pushing this agenda.
Exactly.
Voice. But as I'm saying to conservatives, we must invest in these low-income black groups.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, an honor to have Bob Whitson, president and founder of the Whitson Center, 1776 Unite Scholar, and influential leader on issues of poverty alleviation and empowering disadvantaged communities to become agents of their own uplift. See, this is the potential blessing and the vision, Bob, that I know that God has given you, and because that's that's his call and his charge and his commandment to all of us to be fruitful and multiply. He wouldn't tell us to be fruitful and multiply if he hadn't given us all the goods to be able to do that, would he?
No, not at all. But as I said, I am really hopeful. Everyone should look at Bishop Sheen. 50 years ago, he predicted in 2020 what would happen today. And he said in his sermon back then that there are three pillars. There's patriotism, pietas, love of country, love of God, and love of neighbor. Mm-hmm. If any one of those pillars becomes compromised, then the nation is doomed. But he says that the eagle is the national symbol, and it nests in the high crevices of the mountain. And at a certain point, it pushes the eaglet out, and it falls. But just before it crashes, it picks it up and takes it back to the top until it learns to fly. He said, America is going to be like that. We're going to be falling, but God is going to pick us up and take us back to the top of the mountain until we learn to fly again. Mm-hmm. And flying means embracing those godly values that defines America for the rich country that it is and the responsibility it has to the world. So I'm really hopeful, and mm-hmm. we all must play our part by being hopeful about the future in this country.
Well, you know, when you've got 340 million people, our history and traditions are so rich, and it's not like we have to create it from a blank sheet of paper. We have such a rich history, and we've done it before. And as we were talking about that, experience defines preference. We got a lot of experience, a lot of history here, and I believe that like you were saying, Bob, is that people are waking up to the reality of the truth. And saying, hey, you know, we can do this. You know, we can be a little bit better. We can think a little bit better. We can do a little bit better. We can be a little bit better. That doesn't mean that you got to be 100% better. Just be a little bit better, you know, to these points that Bishop Sheen was talking about. Here it is, you know, in your, you know, I want to come back to your recent op-ed that you wrote about BLM activists, you know, projecting their own warped vision of America onto the Middle East. Are they doing that because they see that as an opportunity, or maybe because they're losing ground here in America?
I think they're losing ground, but there are groups of people who will do anything to identify with anything that's destructive to the American values. So mm-hmm. they're just using the Palestinian-Israeli conflict to promote their anti-American vision, and some of them are outright Marxists. Mm-hmm. And they've always just waited for the opportunity. But again, I think Black America is pushing back against the abuse of the race issue as a bludgeon against the country. America has never been defined, should never be defined by its birth defect of slavery and discrimination. Mm-hmm. America is a country of redemption. We are a people who worship a God who promotes redemption. And we must remember that. But how many of us listening to this show want to be defined by the worst of what we were as a young person?
Right.
None of us do.
Exactly.
And nor should the country be so defined.
You know, when you talk about being hopeful, I'm with you. The last time we talked about, you know, this latent potential that is just been dormitized and almost, I guess you could say, even legislated to mediocrity. That what will happen, Bob, you know, when those, those handcuffs and those bindings are taken away and the greater potential of people who've relied on the government is realized. I mean, people are going to be happy. They're going to be happy like they've never been before. We're going to realize, incredible human potential because people are able to go out and be all they can be without the restraint of government telling them that, you have to rely on me and the paycheck that I give you as opposed to going out and being productive. That's what makes me hopeful, because I just see this. You know, we saw a little bit, and I think, that what happened after the Obama administration, because the workforce was so oppressed. And when Donald Trump came on the scene, what I appreciated, because I asked repeatedly, I said, you know, I hear that, you know, the president's always asking, you know, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? And that seemed to really be the focus in the early years of his administration. And here he is. He was known for, you know, job creation. And we realize that people are happier when they're being productive and they have a job. And I see that day where the shackles are going to come off and people are going to be so much better as a result of not relying on the government.
No, that's true, and that's what we are promoting right now. That nothing is more lethal than giving people a convenient excuse for failing. To say to them that you are not worthy and you're not capable of really elevating yourself, and therefore, unless somebody does something for you, you are doing for you that you cannot do for yourself. Nothing is more disabling. You know, I lived through the civil rights movement. I was born in the 30s, late 30s, and I came up in civil rights demonstrations. But I tell you, I prefer old-fashioned bigotry than the bigotry of low expectations that is coming from the left right now. Nothing is more crippling than to say to someone that you are incapable of being agents of your own uplift, and unless somebody outside of you takes action, you will not progress. That is much more lethal than anything that the Klan could have done.
I agree. I couldn't agree more, Bob. And that, again, is something that God has opened my eyes to see, and I pray for that, because I know that grieves the Father, because he created us all with a purpose, and that when that purpose is being stifled, as it has been, by design, not by accident, you know, call it what you want to call it, you know, white guilt or whatever, but it's just that, look, we got to do better. We're smarter than this, I believe, Bob.
We really are, but I think what I'm trying to say to those who are pushing back against Black Lives Matter and others, we have to do more than just offer a creative narrative. What we're trying to do at the Woodson Center, by supporting the thousands of Josephs, low-income leaders in these communities who are pushing back against violence and crime, and they are doing so based upon the embrace of the values and virtues of our founders. But people are persuaded to support actions when it's action-oriented. In other words, when the servants of John the Baptist came to Jesus and said, are you the one or do we seek another? Jesus didn't respond with a lecture. He healed in their presence and said, go tell him what you saw.
Exactly.
And that's what we're trying to do at the Woodson Center, by holding up the thousands of low-income leaders that have walked away from drugs, from predatory behavior. They have become from predators to ambassadors of peace. It's just the power of redemption on display. And that's what we've got to say to America. These values that we hold dear have the consequence of improving the quality of people's lives. And here are examples of them.
Exactly.
That's what we write about in our books. Mm-hmm. We give examples.
Well, your latest book, Red, White, and Black, Rescuing American History from Revisionists and Race Hustlers. Highly recommend that you get your hands on this book, available at the usual places. Bob Woodson Sr., he edited this. The contributions by great scholars and academics, a powerful book. And this all contributes to the counter-narrative that's so important these days, Bob Woodson. I cannot thank you enough for coming on the show and sharing with us. You take care. Merry Christmas to you.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. The tsunami warnings that were issued after a 7.5 magnitude earthquake shook Japan have been scaled back. Residents in west central Japan were seeking higher ground after the quake triggered tsunami warnings. There have been strong aftershocks, and rescue teams are now trying to search for survivors in the rubble of homes and buildings. There's a much anticipated list of names set to be revealed in the new year. The release has been ordered by a federal judge in New York, and it could shed more light on who worked with or profited from prolific billionaire and alleged sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. Ukrainians marking the new year with a day of mourning in Kiev as the death toll has risen from Russia's latest and largest aerial attack of the war. Come February, the conflict will hit the two-year mark. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch is with us now, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bill. Bill, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. All things considered here. I'm in Florida. The weather is not so frightful. Typical Florida. You're in California, so we got both coasts covered.
That's it. Yeah, we're enjoying. The threat was supposedly some huge storm. I don't know. I guess maybe it'll show up at some point. But so far, the week's been partly cloudy and warm, and some sun peeking through. So far, so good. Let's hope it continues.
Yeah, plus on top of that, your gas prices are under $7. I mean, it's all good, man. It's like Santa's come to town, whether you're naughty or nice, right?
It's just the promised land as ever. As we say here in California, never better. Never better.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Although the people in San Francisco, they're trying to figure out how they can elect, President Xi to mayor of San Francisco, because that's the only way they can get the poop all cleaned up.
Well, it's funny, if you're a Chinese dictator, they clean the city up for you. They hose down the sidewalks and disinfect things, and send the homeless people wherever maybe they're home somewhere, I guess, and they disappear. Yeah. But once he's gone, all the problems are turned. So if you're a Chinese dictator, you get the royal treatment. If you're just a tax-paying citizen of San Francisco, then you get the homelessness and the unclean sidewalks and the crime and the garbage and everything else. So yeah. I imagine they could be a little frustrated about that.
Well, this is what happens when you let the neo-Marxists take over. And, of course, we got even a bigger taste of it again. Here you got the Colorado Supreme Court deciding to keep Trump off the ballot. I mean, forget about the Constitution, right? Does the Constitution, is it even in play at all under the Biden administration?
Yeah, and I think it's more or less suspended as far as you can tell, as long as Joe Biden's in the White House. I mean, this decision by the Colorado Supreme Court is absolutely stunning. You know, the same Democrats who say, oh, we're for democracy and Trump's a threat to democracy and we're going to have an authoritarian government if he comes in and it'll be just like Hitler and on and on. But who's busy keeping people off ballots? It's
exactly.
Democrats trying desperately to keep Trump off the ballot. I keep saying, I've said it to you on air before, and I'll say it again. Why don't Democrats just run against Donald J. Trump? Explain to us why his ideas are not good and why their ideas are better. And presumably, if their ideas are great, they'll win the election. Why don't they just do that? They seem incapable or uninterested in doing what they normally do, which is just run on your agenda and criticize and denounce and condemn the other guy's agenda. They can't do that, so they've spent the last pretty much 2023 trying to lock up Donald J. Trump, trying to throw him in jail, and that continues. Then the attack was that he's a dictator, and it'll be just like the third, America will be the Fourth Reich under Unterführer Donald J. Trump. And now the next maneuver is, okay, let's just keep him off the ballot so people don't have an opportunity to vote for him or even to vote against him. I mean, Alan Dershowitz has made the point, and I agree with this. You know, part of the joy in walking the polls is seeing the vote, the name of the candidate you want to support, and also the person you oppose, saying, ha ha, take that, and then you vote against the person you don't like, and you vote for the person you want to support.
Exactly.
You know, I took great joy in 2016 going to the polls, seeing Hillary Clinton's name on the ballot, and saying, take this, Hillary, and voting for Trump, and actively not, and voting against Hillary Clinton. There are people who want to have the joy of walking to the polls in November and voting against Trump. You know, that won't be, I'm not going to be one of them. I hope they're in a minority, not a majority, but you know, let's not deprive those people of the opportunity to vote against Trump if that's what they want to do. In the primary and in the general, and this isn't good enough for the Democrats. Now, let's just take him off the ballot and let a couple judges decide, you know, oh, we're going to decide for this rather than the voters of Colorado. And if this is not knocked down by the Supreme Court, there are about 15 other states where this sort of mischief is afoot. And, you know, Trump could find himself being taken off the ballot in Texas or in South Carolina or in Michigan or any number of places.
Exactly.
Georgia, Atlanta, Nevada, you know, a lot of swing states. And, this is, boy, I tell you, you want to stir up a civil war, this is the way to do it. Just keep telling people on the right, we're going to censor you if you are complaining at your school board about the way your kids are being educated. Mm-hmm. You're a domestic terrorist. We're going to stick the FBI on you. If you're running a website we don't like, we're going to try to shut it down and make sure you don't make any money on it and deplatform you. And not just small mom-and-pop websites. We're talking about the Daily Caller. We're talking about the Federalist. We're talking about the New York Post and others. And we're going to take your candidates off the ballot so you have an opportunity to vote for them. You clamp the lid down that hard, it's going to explode. And this is a really good way to tear the country apart and have the Democrats do this and at the same time say, we're defending democracy. Well, they're attacking the party, attacking democracy. It is very hard for me to say this and not actually hurl on the phone while I'm talking to you right now.
Well, and yeah, I want to hurl something. I mean, like a brick at at the TV or whatever, because this is insane. See, the Democrats, they're incapable of having a discussion. You see, and we keep asking, why can't you guys just sit down? Why can't we discuss it? They don't. They've been conditioned. I mean, this is why all these kids coming out of these universities, they are already indoctrinated to have, you know, not to deal with debate. It's just because I said so. That's it. And accept it. Yeah. And what constitution? You know, that thing's outdated anyway. Barack Obama told us it's meaningless. So we're just going with that narrative, and that's what we're holding on to. So don't tell us about any constitution. I mean, they've continued to obliterate the Constitution to such a degree that, DeRoy, I think that one of two things are going to happen. Either, conservatives are going to mount enough resistance to force the left to look in the Constitution, and they're going to be shocked. They are absolutely going to be mind blown to realize that there is a Constitution that forbids them from doing this very activity. But, they accuse us as if we're the ones that are perpetrating it. You know, going back to Hillary Clinton, you know, she said, well, we don't jail our political opponents. Well, maybe not this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, well, again, this is the fuel that keeps the Democrat Party going, which is psychological projection. You know, they scream and yell at us about things that they themselves are doing, and they say that we're the ones tearing norms down. Again, we're not the ones keeping people off ballots. They're the ones busy doing this. They succeeded in Colorado. Hopefully that will be reversed. But all this is based on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
It says, among other things, if you are essentially somebody engaged in insurrection at the time this was done, the insurrection was the Civil War, not January 6th, you know, you could be kept off ballots. Also, in that language, it says that you can be kept off the ballot if, quote, you have quote, given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof, meaning enemies of the U.S. Constitution. Now, if the Democrats want to play this game, we could make the argument that Joe Biden, by ripping the border wide open, by making life easy for the cartels in Mexico, by giving $87 billion in aid and unfrozen money to Iran, the Ayatollahs and others, the Afghanistan, where he left behind, what was it, $85 billion weapons and night vision goggles and other material in the hands of the Taliban, that he's given aid and comfort to our enemies. Now, according to this new system, as we saw in Colorado, you don't have to be convicted. You don't have to be tried by a jury of your peers. You don't even need to be indicted. You just need somebody to make an accusation. So I hereby accuse Joe Biden of giving aid or comfort to the enemies of the United States Constitution. So let's start keeping him off the ballot, okay? If the Supreme Court doesn't do what I hope and expect it will do, which is reverse this, and they say this is fair game, then let's get busy keeping Biden off the ballot and see how the Democrats like it. You know, they open these cans of worms not knowing that we can take that same can of worms and pour it over their heads. And they start these things, and we very easily on the other side can play tit for tat. And if they're going to start doing these things, the only way to stop them is to give a nice, beautiful, delicious taste of their own medicine. And if they want to keep Trump off the ballot, we can get busy keeping Biden off the ballot. Let's see how that turns out.
Well, look what happened with Harry Reid. Harry Reid went nuclear on the approval of federal judges, right? And so then when it was time, when the tables had turned, they were jumping up and down and all excited about it. Well, how dare you? Well, you guys set the precedent.
That's it.
Set the precedent with, you know, with these impeachments and everything. And you're saying, you know, Joe Biden is, you know, there's nothing there. And going, whoa, man, I must be blind because I'm seeing a lot of there. I don't know how they're not seeing anything there. But look, I think, you know, to the credit of Comer and Jordan and the rest of them, you know, they're dotting their I's and crossing their T's. And, you know, hopefully, the Democrats are going to be hard pressed to defend, you know, all the illegality of the Biden family, in my humble opinion. Let's go to break. Yep. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Roy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
It was your best vacation ever.
You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said,
hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?
And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare?
It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, I wanted to give you a chance to respond to what I said earlier before we rushed off to break, and that is the, what Joe Biden is facing with this impeachment inquiry.
Yeah, well, he is facing an impeachment inquiry voted on, approved by the U.S. House of Representatives. The fact that that vote took place, according to the entire House, gives additional power and capabilities to the Judiciary Committee, whichever committee investigates this. I think it'll be a combination of the committees on judiciary and government oversight. The question is, was he involved in high crimes and misdemeanors, bribery being one of them that is actually listed in the Constitution as an impeachable offense. And, you know, we've seen over and over and over the money going from Hunter Biden and his unusual, to be generous, unusual business deals with people in Russia, China, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, and elsewhere. And then there are all these shell companies, about 20 of them, that benefit members of the Biden family, including the grandchildren who are not even adults. And some of this money we've seen going into Joe Biden's personal account. Some of it has been disguised as apparently a loan repayment. There was an interesting document, an email from some people at a bank who were looking at all this. And they said, look, you know, we've got claims of loan repayments, but there are no loan documents. There's nothing saying, okay, I'm going to lend you this money at this interest rate and pay me back whenever. There's just checks that say loan repayment without any actual loans being paid. I believe the number is somewhere over 120 suspicious transaction reports.
Exactly.
Tied to their bank accounts. I mean, that's very unusual for anybody to have one or two or three of those. They've got, you know, into three digits of unusual transaction reports. And you got money from the former First Lady of Moscow, the wife of the former mayor of Moscow, giving, I think it was $3.5 million to Hunter Biden. I mean, I visited Russia once. I got some of those little Matryoshka dolls and some watches with cosmonauts on them. Nobody gave me $3.5 million. Nobody gave me $350 for that matter. So what was that all about? What was the wife of the former mayor of Moscow buying when she gave $3.5 million to Hunter Biden? Interestingly enough, even though she, I think, is the richest woman in Russia, her name has not appeared on the list of people who are sanctioned had kept out of the United States after the invasion of Ukraine, invasion of Crimea, and some of the other shenanigans in which Putin has been involved. So the thought is that maybe this basically allowed her to continue to visit the United States whenever she wanted to. So all this stuff is very fishy. This stuff needs to be investigated. And I think we're seeing over and over and over again, it's not the Hunter Biden scandal, it's the Joe Biden scandal. And to what degree
exactly
was his name being traded upon, and was he benefiting directly or even indirectly? The bribery laws say that you don't, you from, as an official, don't have to benefit directly. If somebody comes in and basically says, look, look, I'm not going to pay you any money, but I'll make sure that your wife and kids and grandkids and nieces, nephews, and your next door neighbors all get paid off, and you're the guy who, you know, makes sure your whole family benefits, but you personally don't see any money, you're still guilty of bribery. You know, if somebody comes up and says, Bill, I'm not going to give you any money, but hey, I'll pay your kids college tuition and, you know, Yale or Harvard, that's still bribery, because guess what? That means you're not writing an $80,000 check every September. So you can bribe people by bribing their relatives and all the people around them, and at least for now, that looks like the Biden family's MO. We'll find out for sure once these hearings go through, but I think it's vital to look into this. And one of the reasons that China and Iran seem to get away with whatever they want under Joe Biden could be that they've been paid off to do so.
Well,
they paid Biden off to do so, I should say.
I don't think it's a big leap here, you know. Plus, on top of that, just a little sidebar, and then I want to get into the electric states of America that you wrote about, is Ashley Biden, the latest of the Biden clan to run into income tax problems. I think the Biden business needs a new accountant. they can't seem to pay their taxes.
First it was just Hunter Biden, and now it turns out Ashley Biden's got some tax trouble. And, you know, I just love how the Democrats always say, oh, the wealthy need to pay their fair share. And,
yes, exactly.
You know, deadbeats aren't paying their taxes and all that. And then you've got the president's son and daughter both not paying their taxes. In the case of Hunter Biden, he didn't even file his taxes in 2014 and 15 when he was bringing in all this money from Burisma, from Ukraine, and from all these other shady deals of his, which means, number one, he didn't pay any taxes on him. And number two, by not filing, there's no paperwork. We don't know where the money came from, and there's just a giant smokescreen surrounding all this. And the Department of Justice dragged its feet into looking at all this, so much so that the statutes of limitations passed, and presumably we're never going to know how much money he made and how much tax he actually evaded.
But, you know, somehow in Biden world, that's okay. It's acceptable. But, you know, as long as, you know, we the people are just sitting there, the minions that we are, paying our taxes, then all is well here in Biden land. And in fact, his new dream is, you know, with everything that he's doing in terms of our energy and shutting down coal plants and choking off natural gas, even battling hydroelectric power, he's got to set up. Well, we're going to become the electric states of America, as you write.
Yeah, that's right. I wrote a piece.
I love that.
Thank you very much. Daily Caller ran this a couple days ago. Boom, boom, out go the lights, reminiscent of that wonderful old rock and roll tune by Pat Travers. And, you know, this is kind of the situation these guys are setting up, because they want us to plug in our cars, plug in our stoves, plug in our water heaters. Everything's going to be plugged into the walls, and everything's going to be electric. It's going to be a beautiful thing. And but at the same time, they're doing this, then mandating that everything be electric, they're getting in the way and impeding the creation of more electric power. So, you know, they want us to rely on electricity while at the same time they're doing nothing really other than hope that wind and solar will give us all the kilowatt hours we need. You know, you've got John Kerry, rather, over at that
COP28
warming confab, saying there shouldn't be any more coal power plants permitted anywhere in the world. Okay, fine. Well, that's, you know, coal is 19.7% of our electricity. And then they want to stamp out natural gas, their efforts to stop methane, and that's basically an effort to crack down on natural gas. That's 39.9% of U.S. electricity. And then, to my amazement, this is even more bizarre. You've got the Biden administration in discussion with the climate folks, climatarians, as I call them, out in Washington State. They want to knock down four different dams on the Snake River to suck up to the salmon. Now, hydroelectric power is 100% carbon free. There's no carbon. So if you don't like carbon dioxide, this is great, because there's no carbon to create it whatsoever. That's equal to 6% of our power hydroelectric is. And so they're battling hydroelectric. So if you add up the hydroelectric, natural gas, and coal, which Biden's battling in various degrees, that's 65.6% of our electricity. That's two-thirds of our electricity we're getting about 14% of our power from solar and wind. We're going to have to increase that by 479%, almost fivefold, to replace coal, natural gas, and hydroelectric with wind and solar. I don't know how we're going to do that. I mean, it's very difficult to double anything, much less almost quintuple things. So these people are operating in total fantasy land. This is, you know, this is Alice in Wonderland, or I Dream of Jeannie, or the Phantom Toll Booth, or something else. Maybe it's Harry Potter. These people are operating in the realm of fantasy, not in the realm of reality. And this is truly frightful. And I think what's going to happen if you keep this up is eventually you're starting to get blackouts, brownouts, energy shortages, energy rationing, and we're all going to be watching, you know, our HDTVs by candlelight, listening to our radios in silence.
Yeah, and your electric car will have the range of maybe two blocks. You know,
drive around the block.
Why are we listening to John Kerry anymore? I mean, what has he done? I mean, what credibility does he have to where you can say, you know, we need to listen to him because he's credible. He has contributed to our government. He's contributed to the welfare of the American people. You know, he deserves every possible award and recognition you can think of. You know, we hear some of the, I mean, this is just stupid. I'm sorry. This is just flat out stupid, and I don't want to hear from John Kerry. I don't want to hear from Al Gore, and because after everything is all said and done, how much is this going to cost, and what is the gain? Because what we do in a free America, in the capitalist system that we believe in and we've grew up under, is that you have innovation, and innovation comes to enhance and make things mo better, right? And there ain't no mo better in Biden world than John Kerry. I just don't want to hear from him anymore. He is just a full blown idiot. I'm sorry.
Well, he is, or even worse. I mean, I ask people to go back.
I'm trying to bite my tongue here, and I'm hurting myself.
Well,
go ahead.
Don't draw blood now. This is even worse than you described. Look, John Kerry is the same guy who, back in 1972, met with the North Korean delegation and coached them on how to take advantage of Henry Kissinger when he was in Paris negotiating the Paris Peace Accords to end the Vietnam War. That is treason. That is literally giving aid and comfort to the enemy in a time of war. Henry Kissinger's there talking about the Vietnamese, trying to figure out how do we end the Vietnam War. And there's John Kerry in Paris running around hanging out with the North Vietnamese delegation, telling him how to, you know, tie Henry Kissinger's shoelaces together. The late, great Henry Kissinger, who just passed away a couple weeks ago. This is astonishing. Why was he not arrested on return to the United States, tried for treason, and executed? I mean, this man is an absolute traitor who was helping the North Vietnamese government of the communist government of North Vietnam when it was negotiating with an end to the Vietnam War with Henry Kissinger. And rather than being on Kissinger's side, telling him here's how to get the best deal, he was with the Vietnamese, telling him how to take advantage of our security state. Unbelievable. And now this guy went on to be a United States Senator, the Democrat nominee for president in 2004, and then after that, the now the you know, so-called climate czar. Astonishing. This man should not be in any public office. Got to be in prison or worse for treason.
Well, he interfered again, even with the Trump administration, right? Remember?
Right. Yes. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. After he was Secretary of State, he was over in Iran, going over there and coaching the Iranians how to deal with Trump.
That's the long and short of it. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. DeRoy, Merry Christmas, my friend. You take care.
Merry Christmas to you, Bill. Thanks very much.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts.
MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm